Evers made national news when he struck digits and a hyphen to extend a temporary per-pupil spending increase through the year 24-25. In a 4-3 decision, the court's liberal majority said the Wisconsin Constitution does not limit the governor's partial veto authority, even when the policy change is considerable. Brenna Goddard is an attorney with UW-Madison's State Democracy Research Initiative. She says Friday's ruling continues a tradition of the Supreme Court blessing governor's veto powers.
This case is really picking up what had been a really long line of cases since the 1900s, allowing the governor to do increasingly creative things with the partial veto power.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the ruling a rubber stamp from the court's liberal majority. Voss says the decision should worry Wisconsinites. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.